HarperCollins presents Mr. Dog and the Faraway Fox by Ben Fogle and Steve Cole. Read by me, Ben Fogle. Chapter 1. A Cry in the Night. It was late in the city. The roads were quiet and the house windows were dark. But not all animals went to bed just because humans did. Nocturnal creatures still roamed the streets and gardens. An eerie sound like a howling scream rose up into the starry springtime blackness of the sky. Mr. Dog jumped awake, his dark eyes wide under their bushy brows. He was a raggedy mutt with dark scruffy fur, a big black nose and front paws as white as his muzzle. "What a curious noise," he said to himself, stretching with a yawn. "I wonder what it was." The short, sad yowling cry came again. Mr. Dog pit-patted across the kitchen to the back door, stuck his head out through the cat flap, and raised an ear. He tried to trace the lonely sound, but the night was quiet again, just the grumble of a car passing in a nearby road. So he went back inside. Mr. Dog didn't often stay in cities. A travelling dog by nature, he preferred fresh air, fields, and forests. If he chose to stay with a pet owner, it was usually in a sleepy town or a small-time village. But a little while ago, he'd stepped on a thorn, and his paw had grown sore. He'd limped into town in search of help. Luckily, a kind animal-loving lady called Minna had found him and taken him home. She'd pulled out the thorn with tweezers, given him a good bath and even washed the red and white spotted hanky that he used as a collar. Her friend, who was a vet, had checked his paw, and luckily the only treatment he needed was to soak it in a special bath for 10 minutes twice a day. "It's feeling much better already," murmured Mr. Dog, waggling his paw. "And how sweet and clean I smell. I may have to change my name to Lord Dog." He stood on his back paws and tried to look as posh as possible. Perhaps even Sir Dog. "Sir Silly Dog," someone giggled from a pet carrier on the kitchen floor. "Silly? I'm being serious." Mr. Dog beamed at the tortoise inside the carrier. "Or serious, at least. How are you feeling, Shelley?" Shelley pushed out her little scaly head. "I'm feeling glad to have such a noble neighbour," she said. Shelley was a 15-year-old tortoise with a richly patterned shell and a sense of fun that was missing in many tortoises. She was staying with Minna for a few days while her owners were away. "I just really hope that someone finds poor old Crawley soon." "So do I," Mr. Dog agreed sadly. Crawley was another tortoise who had lived with Shelley for years. Then, 2 years ago, Crawley had gone missing from their garden. There had been no sign of a forced entry. "One minute Crawley was there beneath a hedge," Shelley said, not for the first time, "and the next minute he was gone." Shelley's head slowly shrank back inside her shell. "It all happened so fast." "Don't lose hope." Mr. Dog put his nose to the side of the pet carrier and snuffled Shelley's shell. "Don't lose hope." Mr. Dog put his nose to the side of the pet carrier and snuffled Shelley's shell. "Crawley might still show up, you know." Suddenly, he heard the creak of a floorboard. The kitchen light flicked on and Minna came into the room. "Hello, boy," she yawned, patting his head. Mr. Dog woofed softly in greeting and wagged his bushy tail. "That screaming fox woke you up too, did it?" said Minna, filling the kettle. "What a racket calling out like that." "A fox?" Shelley shivered in her shell, though of course Minna couldn't hear a word she said. "I never knew that a fox could make a sound like that." "Nor me," Mr. Dog agreed. "Minna certainly taught us something tonight." Shelley's dark eyes twinkled. "You mean she taught us something?" Mr. Dog rolled onto his back and wriggled in amusement. Shelley beamed. Minna made herself a cup of tea and fed Mr. Dog a biscuit. Then she switched off the light and went back up to bed. Mr. Dog had just settled himself in his basket when the eerie fox cry sounded again. "I don't like the thought of a fox being so close by," Shelley confessed. "My owner said it could have been a fox who took Crawley from the garden." "I hope not," said Mr. Dog, who was a friend to all animals and never one to judge. Dogs and foxes tend to avoid
Sample complete. Ready to continue?